Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
That is right. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for enjoying Rangers baseball throughout the afternoon. Hopefully it's a little bit more entertaining tomorrow night in the form of offense and production, but a lot has been going on with your Dallas Cowboys. Let's talk about it. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. I'm preferring that that Stella Artois 0.0
That's
right now. It's a heck of a beverage.
Yeah.
There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup, fixed to go 2+ flawless this afternoon. We'll go all the way till 7 o'clock. Then Fred and Blake are going to take over with Fred's questionable hygiene. We'll get more into that coming up
with Brian
at 6:45.
Yeah.
I think Brian has a good point. If you ask me, there's Woolchuck and Chia. Follow, of course, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You could watch us at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got your back.
I appreciate that. You know, Freddie was trying to come in here and like kind of muscle me up a little
bit. He was trying to intimidate you.
He was trying to intimidate me. I sat on the couch. I wanted nothing to do with it. And then he's like, oh, no, I don't have a hygiene problem. I'd say, yeah, as you do the show and say goodnight, Houston, and flip your toothpicks into the middle of the broadcast area, I'd say you have a little hygiene problem. And he likes to wear the muscle shirts, hair all over the place.
The pits are out, man.
His back hair is getting all over the chairs and stuff.
Probably back sweat, too, straight from the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, the back knee.
So, how many like red bellies do you think he dealt out over the course of his middle school and high school days?
How many swirlies were dished out?
He was definitely a bully.
Oh, my gosh.
The wedgie?
Is that still a thing?
Oh, the big wedgie.
He was called in the principal's office quite a bit, I bet.
Of course.
You know Fred was a bully for sure.
Taking all the lunches on the school ground.
He literally was on the smoking porch a lot.
In elementary school.
But he pointed to this workstation right here and said, have you ever heard anybody complain about my on-the-job hygiene?
Yeah.
And that's when Broadus windmill dunked on him with two nights in a row, toothpicks on the console,
Facts.
Bro.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you standing up for the hygiene of this spot.
Yeah.
Dak on Parsons saying it'll be painful to sack him. He had a lot to say. Yeah. He said, I hope he doesn't get me. It'll be fun. He said it's one him and his fiance have been talking about, just all the reps at practice when he couldn't hit me and he'd be talking trash. And Dak would always say, you still couldn't bring me down. So he's looking forward to that, but says he's got five guys up front plus tight ends and running backs that Mike has got to get through. And then we'll worry about if he can get to me. So I do think it's incumbent upon the Cowboys to not give Micah much of a chance because you're running the ball so well. Like, watching this Packers defense the last couple of nights, and Brian's going to give us a full-on preview coming up at 6:20 in Krusty's Corner.
I will be there.
Do you agree with me that their front is much better against the pass than the run?
I will say this, though, Dawson. Both areas are really, really tough. When you look at, and it just, I know I went through and I broke down the runs, and I was thinking, remember when Carolina came in here and they were number one in the league in run defense?
Yeah.
And I was thinking like, okay, that's just fool's gold.
It doesn't sound right.
Now, these guys, I'll tell you what's happened. There's a couple of things. Teams don't run the ball on them. They've had the third least amount of attempts on him this year. If anybody,
but Judkins was over five a pop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they had
the first one.
But what happens to teams, exactly, you get abandoned a little bit. But the thing that you really, really notice is like there's not a lot of successful runs. Cleveland had some. I was looking for runs. I broke it down to say, give me the runs that were 10 plus. I think I looked at five.
Okay.
That were 10 plus, you know, those chunk runs and stuff
out of
like
18
that.
Runs, that's not bad.
Not bad. But the thing that I think their pass rush is better, and I know it. But if you look at metrics say their successful runs of 4+, it's only 24%. That's number one in the league.
Well, their defense,
but they don't have a lot of runs against them.
Yeah,
that's another thing you got to kind of look at.
And they lead the league in not surrendering chunk plays.
That's true.
I think the explosive play rate against them is 1.8%, and it's the next really, closest
well, they play
is
a bunch of off coverage.
Yeah, they're over 78% zone.
Yeah, you can,
and they cloud their coverage, which that clouded coverage we talked about, where it's safety down and corner back to play the deep. You just kind of invert the two. They play a lot of that cloud coverage. This is what I kind of worry about with Dak. All of a sudden, you're throwing into, like, you're thinking, oh, wait, that corner's going to be there. In fact, it's a safety. And then
here's Xavier McKinney with a pick, or here's Quay Walker, the linebacker dropping off. You just got to be careful.
Got to be careful with that. But, yeah, I think they're a good defense because, A, they can pressure. That's the number one thing that they can do is, like, you know, 50% of the time, you're going to get some type of pressure from these guys. And it's usually four-man pressure, too. And that's a problem.
And it's not just Micah, as we mentioned yesterday. They would have a pretty good pass rush even without Micah Parsons. Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be a game where if you can establish the run and go play action, I'd love to see Dak 14-20 at the end of it.
I tell you, it would be nice to have a game like that. The problem is that if you're running the football, and trust me, I love running the football, but all of a sudden you get into a game where you're running and then all of a sudden you stall.
Yeah.
And then you kick a field goal. And then your defense, 3 plays, 75 yards, and it's a 7-3 game. Then you keep running the ball. Now it's 7-6 because something happens again. You get a holding penalty or something sets you back.
It's kind of what the script of the Bears game was. Yeah, they moved the ball well. They kicked 2 field goals.
And then it's 14-6, and now you're – now you've had, you had a good day running, but now Dak's having to throw to get back in the thing.
Yeah, and I think the biggest key to having success against Micah in the defense is actually playing decent defense yourself.
That's going to be, if Dallas's defense can, that's what Cleveland did. You watched the Cleveland game, which I know you did. Cleveland defense held them into the game.
They did.
Cleveland scoring didn't happen until late in the game.
And you're not going to be able to do what Cleveland did. Like, they got so many dudes, they're running through the Packers offensive line like it's Swiss cheese on some of those plays.
Yeah, you just the problem, too, is the Packers are really banged up along the offensive line, and they'll give up pressures. But the problem you run into, you trust your edges against tackles that are struggling right now.
Well, the Packers, to me, like, I'm seeing a lot of stuff inside. They are exploitable. So I'm kind of quitting on the Cowboys' edges until further notice.
Yeah, Votch did that the other day on our show.
You got Clowney showing up.
And I hope Clowney has 5 sacks on Sunday. I hope Clowney says, "Screw you, Micah. Hey, I'm the new king in town."
But this game's
about Kenny Clark.
I'd settle for a couple of pressures, to be honest with
Mike
you.
Mike is not the only one with a revenge game. Kenny Clark's got a revenge game, too. And I think Kenny Clark, Solomon Thomas, though they're matchups to be won in the middle of that offensive line.
That's it. We walk you through these matchup problems that other teams have, and then at the end of the night, you're like MFing the team for not getting any of that done.
But it's been the edges not taking advantage of the tackles, not the defensive tackles. So if that happens again, then we're totally effed, Brian.
I know.
But it does start, I think, with Clowney. It starts with the Packers' injuries. It starts with DeRon Bland coming back. But these coaches had to have learned a lot of lessons and are ready for a bigger batch of adjustments after the Giants and Bears.
Here's my question for you cats. Who needs to have a better game then? Is it Matt Eberflus? Or is it Brian Schottenheimer?
Eberflus.
Yeah, it probably is Flus.
You're going to have to win this game 20-17, and that would suggest Shoddy didn't have that great of a game.
And I think LaFleur has done an excellent job of calling games against the Cowboys historically.
I agree with you on this whole thing with Flus. I think Flus is going to have to play a game in this week that he's not familiar with. I think he's going to have to blitz more. I think he's going to have to play some more single high, and I think he's going to have to say, "I have to play man coverage against these guys."
Yeah, I think you really need a jam.
He is going to have to break every tendency that he's shown through the first 3 weeks of the season. I think it's important for him to play a very uncomfortable game and see if that works.
Yeah, you almost need like a buffer on the defensive play calls. And you'd be like, Eberflus, what do you want to run here? You'd be like, okay, we're going to run the exact
That's
opposite
usually the
play.
Head coach.
Like, just take that like, every time.
Click
just
over.
Filter it through Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, that 1 year of defensive consulting could come in big here for Schottenheimer.
You know, what do you like here, Matt?
Matt, what are you going to play here? I'm in the zone. No, you're not. No zone. No more zone. We're not playing zone today.
Well, and they're talking about now they're doing one-word communication checks now in the secondary to try and limit the communication problems. I mean, Jesse Holly's been ripping them for this. Like, they should be embarrassed. That's some high school football type stuff right there.
It is.
Whatever it takes.
Jesse was getting on him about wearing bands, the wristbands and stuff like that.
Oh, they're man.
Like
Jesse's
like
having
Mozzie,
fun.
Mozzie had a play sheet.
Yes.
Like
yes.
He was a quarterback.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Mozzie had a play sheet.
Taped to his belt.
Well, what about this other stuff they're doing at practice today? What did I see from Calvin Watkins?
Making it rain?
With the dollar bills,
what's
y'all?
Going on?
I think it
was a part of the fun at the beginning where they play the music and the guys jump on the bags, and this time they were playing Lil Wayne's Make It Rain. So they were throwing cash.
Yes, that's exactly.
They were throwing fake it, money.
Monopoly
it's
money.
Not something I've seen before. It was very unique.
Coaches threw money as offensive players were running over tackling dummies.
Well, how about winning the game? You know? That'd be really nice.
Well, just keep the vibes high.
I'll give it to Shoddy for keeping it fun through failure.
He could come do the damn post game show for me then.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna make it fun for everybody, not just for the poor. You know, guys here, gals that have to do the post-game show after you kind of give it up to somebody.
All right, what is George Pickens ready to step into? Dak was asked about him. He said very comfortable, very confident in what he's going to do, where I expect him to be, where he expects the ball.
Damn.
George was talking about how he just wants to get the win, but he is ready for an expanded route tree there if they need him to do that with CeeDee Lamb out.
Nobody moves less in a formation than George Pickens.
Yeah, it's going to hopefully change.
Nobody goes in motion less than anybody in the NFL than George Pickens.
They don't move really? Right. He's just the standalone.
And
you line up right there, and that's it.
He's
George.
Very much he's Marvin Harrison. He's going to play. He's just got one side of the field, he doesn't. They don't move him, and I don't know. You know, it's difficult because to me, you could kind of you need somebody to play out of the slot, and George just doesn't have that. He plays on the outside. He doesn't move a lot, but he's a hell of a player, man. And the routes and stuff, it's just not what you have with Lamb. And the more you watch him, the more you kind of realize that.
He's going to have to feast on these out routes.
They're going to have to play
8 to 10 yards off, and they had some success, Cleveland did, using that. They're
going
to have to get the ball out quick and hit the outs.
Yeah, but I wish he could play in the slot and move and motion and stuff like that, but they just don't do it with him. And I don't know if that's something that is something that he's just against, or does your football IQ keep you from doing that?
What do you guys think about this stat here? The Packers have never lost when playing at AT&T Stadium, a record of 6-0. Doesn't that just make your blood boil, Chuck?
They're basically, it's a home game.
Which was the worst one? Was it the playoff game?
Yes.
Or was it the playoff game where Aaron Rodgers was held onto the ball?
16 was worse. Yeah. 16 was worse.
Really?
Because it was close all the way through. And then they have an epic
comeback. Yeah, and then
comeback.
It's like a great player made
they have
a great
an
play.
Epic comeback. Well, Jeff Heath had what should have been a sack,
that ball,
strip
that,
fumble.
That ball should
I mean,
have
it
been
was like down. Play after play. It wasn't just the Jared Cook thing, but the fact that they came all the way back, they tied it, that hurt more. You had a whole three quarters to realize this is just a dumpster fire in the 2023 game. The 16 game. After you were the number one seed, you were 13-3 at a first round bye.
That was bad.
That hurt more.
I measure it on fun, though. In the 16 game, you had about 3.5 quarters of fun. You know, you thought you were in it. Life was pretty fun. Here we go. Aaron Rodgers made some plays. All right, it happened.
Well, the first half was
there was
you were not in it in the first half.
I tell you what. Fair enough.
But there was 0 seconds of fun in that 23 game.
If it turns into the game like it was in this last playoff game, you're staying to do the post. I'm taking your role and going home.
All right.
We're going to flip roles for
all right.
this
That's
one
a deal.
Game.
That's a deal.
Screw you. You are not leaving me there.
Eric,
I'm not doing this
staying,
by myself.
I'm leaving.
How about this stat, though? Home underdog 16-36 against the spread in, not to steal your thunder, Brian, Ron Torbert officiated contest.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are 1-5 in Torbert games.
He's hard to deal with.
In the Dak Prescott era.
Yeah, he's not friendly.
That is an omen of bad things to come. Alrighty. Jerry Jones with KNC tomorrow at 10:30. Stephen Jones will join us tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll have a shorter show going into the Cleveland pregame at 5:30
tomorrow. Jamie Benn's going to undergo surgery for a damn collapsed lung.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Jim Neal announcing that he was diagnosed with injury late in the preseason game Tuesday night against Minnesota.
Jesus.
Expected to make a full recovery, be reevaluated in 4 weeks. He's 36 years old and is going into his 17th season.
How would you like to be that guy that, like, yeah, we have an upper body injury. Everybody's like, oh, wow, upper body. Yeah, he had a collapsed lung.
Yeah.
That's crazy, a lung collapsing in a game like that.
Yeah. Must have been a hell of a hit. And what about Bochy today? Asked about his status. He said season's not over. It's something we'll talk about when the season is over.
I don't think it'll be quick.
which means, I guess, Sunday afternoon, he'll probably tell the reporters, well, it's not time to talk about it. I'm going to go talk with CY here in the next couple of weeks.
I wouldn't be surprised if the beginning of next week, the middle of next week, that we have an answer on that.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I'm pretty excited about, you know, the most likely replacement of him, Skip Shoemaker. I think manager of the year in like 23.
Yeah, with Miami,
with the Marlins.
He says I'm gonna stick with that right now, and we'll see if we can win a couple of games here, and that would be amazing. Salute to Bochy. I think the best manager to ever wear a Rangers uniform, but still, for my money, Ron, the best Rangers manager ever. If I can play games with semantics, we got the Jake Ferguson Show coming up here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. Welcome back, Nation. It's time for the Jake Ferguson Show here on The Fan, brought to you by Ford, the official vehicle of the Dallas Cowboys. Ford's the best in Texas. And a good afternoon to Jake Ferguson. How the heck are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. Man, we mentioned the 14 catches through two games last week. Then you went out and put up another 13. What do you think about all the targets and the catches you're getting right now?
Yeah, I mean, never complaining about that. Obviously, I know a lot of them were, you know, check downs and stuff, but opportunities to get a little bit of yak and, you know, get after it. So, you know, never, like I said, never complaining.
Are you getting frustrated not being able to just wiggle loose in the open field and show off the yak skills?
A couple times. There's a couple shoelace ones that have got me down, and, you know, maybe my ankle was twisting and I was just like, ah. But, yeah, I'm itching for one. It's coming.
Where does that game rank on the most exhausted you've ever been playing football?
It was actually hot. Like, I'm a Midwest guy. Yeah. But it was actually surprisingly really hot, that game. And then, yeah, no, I was cooked by there was one point, I think it was right before I had a catch. It was literally, yeah, it was. And I looked off to the sideline. I was like, God, like, I just caught two of them or something. I was like, guys, come on. And he goes, one more, it's your play. I'm like, all right. And then I ended up catching it. But, yeah, that was.
Is that the toughest situation to be in when you're running, like, you just know every play is going to be a 20, 30-yard run and just keep coming back and it's no huddle?
Yeah, I mean, that's a moment we call biting it down on the bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the racehorses.
You got it, man.
You just got to dial in. But, you know, that was a focus of mine this week, was a little bit of the conditioning.
How extensive is, like, the training camp conditioning test? Like, how much is – I know you guys had to run gassers because y'all were all fighting with each other at one point in camp, which was fun. We appreciated it.
That's love, man. That's love, yeah. you know, it's – you're definitely getting into that – into the shape, you know what I mean? But I think – honestly, you know, it's – I think there's nothing really like a game, especially when you go 2 minute and, you know, you're – 2 minute for more than the actual 2 minutes. Like, you know, majority of the games I'm usually good. Like, I'm breathing, don't get me wrong, I'll be breathing hard on a couple plays, but never like that, where it was, you know, 2 minute and then I don't even remember how many catches I had in one of the drives, but then I had a couple just like love of the game routes is what I call them, and just clear out routes. But yeah, no, I was shot, but this week was working a little bit and had a couple good days, so was able to run a little bit after practice. So
okay, so Eric brought up fighting, and I remember reading this story in the morning news. Did you almost get punched by a mom at a Pee Wee game?
Yeah, that's crazy. I did not know that got out there.
What a pull.
Yeah, that's a crazy pull. Yeah, I did. It was a JV football game. It was my freshman year. And I was a defensive guy. Like the first time I started playing tight end was college. So I was always defensive. I mean, I had a couple offers for defense. I love defense. My whole family's defense. And that's what I love to do. And so this guy decided he wanted to run down the sideline. And I kind of hit him pretty hard. And he flew out of the sideline and was like, you know, I don't like seeing people get hurt. But I think he had the wind knocked out of him. I don't know if he's out there listening. But hit him. And then all of a sudden, this lady came up to me and was like swinging on me, like probably got at least four or five good shots in before I even realized what was going on. And then like my guys got me or whatever. And I was like, what just happened? And then I went into our athletic director and they're like, yeah, that's not the first time. And I was like, dang, all right. Yeah. So no, it was crazy. My gosh. Yeah, it was wicked.
Now, was this what your helmet was still on?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's why I don't really care about it. Like if my helmet was off, she probably would have pieced me, honestly. but yeah, I mean, I got my helmet on. She probably had some bruised knuckles after that.
She sounds like a baddie.
Little Milfy?
No, I'm engaged, man.
Jake Ferguson Show brought to you by Miller Lite, proud sponsor of the Cowboys. It looks like everybody's picking the Packers here. What do you guys have to do to have everybody eating crow on Monday morning?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to execution, and it's, you know, honestly, it's next man up mentality. Like, you know, it doesn't matter who goes down. You know, this is the NFL. You're brought here for a reason. We got to have that mentality with some of these young guys coming up, and as well as like some of us older guys. Like, I can't believe I'm an older guy. just holding it down. You know what I mean? And it just comes, like I said, just comes down to execution and. You know, at the end of the day, just like not having any, I can't say what they're called, but shooting yourself in the foot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't have any of those.
The media, obviously, the big deal is the Micah return. Does that get annoying for you guys just hearing about Micah?
Yeah, I mean, every week we play good guys. Every week we play. It's just he was here. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you guys have something extra to make sure that he doesn't go crazy against you?
Yeah, man, we're changing our whole. I'm playing quarterback. And, no, I mean, you know what I mean. We're gonna play our game. We just gotta. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Execute. Like I said, that's what it all comes down to.
Have to get your thoughts. You know, a little time before you were here, Jason Witten, an all-timer for the Cowboys, nominated to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, or at least the next step in the process. What do you remember about Witt and your reflections on his career?
Yeah, so I'll say this first. Still have never met him, which I'm salty about. However, great player, and, you know, his ability to get open, you know, even in his long career, he was doing it the entire time. And then just, like, you know, they call tight end, like, the security blanket or whatever, mm-hmm. and then just having that relationship with your quarterback, like, that's my whole goal. Like, as soon as I got here, I mean, you see the posters of him up on the wall in here. But, like, okay, that's my goal, is to be, you know, for security blanket and you know, be there when he needs me. And, you know, just try to be as reliable as he was when he was here.
Hey, Jake, you know, just kind of watching your guys, the games and the film afterwards, you know, on Mondays and stuff, you guys are doing a great job of working with these tackles on these down blocks and combo blocks and stuff like that. Is it something that is it just kind of a veteran thing? I mean, you got, you know, with Span Ford, he's, you know, in his second year
Monster.
Now. But
yeah.
Yeah, but man, you guys are just hammering these edges, and the running game is kind of benefit from it. How has it been working with those guys, you know, with Steele and then and Guyton?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a testament a little bit to our coaches, you know, Coach Riley and then Coach Wells, Lunda and Connor Riley in the tight end room and then O-line room. You know, we don't just do individual. We have like little sections where, you know, we go work on that for,
right,
you know, 5 to 10 minutes. And, you know, we're really nitpicking the small details. But, I mean, like you said, Brevin Spanford, like, the dude's a monster. He's hungry. He's another Big Ten guy. And, you know, like I say, when you get Big Ten guys, you get some physicality.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the whole Big Ten was built off gap scheme football. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all we run. Power, baby. Like, that's what we started calling power this year. And I'm like, okay, now we're about to have some fun. So, you know, it's awesome watching those guys. And that's what they're built for, Schoon and Brev.
All right, Ferg, I got some of the fan question for you here on our Thursday visit with you. And Alex wants to know, it's a food question, how many tacos could you demolish in a single sitting, your choice of meat?
Ooh, okay. So are we talking the little mini tortillas? Or are we talking
dealer's choice here?
Okay, we're talking mini tortillas. I'm probably double digits. It doesn't matter what meat. It could be the carne asada, could be, you know, chicken, ground beef, whatever you want. I mean, mini ones go down quick, especially if you got a little cup of queso in there too.
Ooh. Yep, there you go.
Ooh.
You go queso over guac.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. queso's unstoppable. That's, and then if we're talking like a big normal tortilla, like if we're talking enchiladas or something like that, I could probably put down like 4 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah. I love talking enchiladas, man.
Yeah, my mom makes a seafood enchilada.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you guys, what's the deal with these coaches making it rain on you guys today at practice?
Oh, with the dollars? I thought I had to stop for a second and see if it was real. I was about to start picking it up.
Collect.
Hold on a second. But yeah, it was obviously fraudulent. Yeah, no, that was crazy. They always come up with something for the little bag drill we do right after stretch.
How do you feel about Sunday night football? Anything extra on that?
Yeah, I try not to. You know, I like to stay calm, cool, collected, stay in the moment. But yeah, Sunday night football is always awesome.
Well, best of luck putting on a show. Hopefully, you're feasting on plenty of queso in the form of a cheesehead fans there that might be invading AT&T Stadium.
No, the cheesehead, I love that.
Yeah, let's go. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you. Thank
you. Appreciate you guys. Yep,
there
you
he goes. Jake Ferguson Show brought to you by Miller Lite, proud sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys here on The Fan. Okay, can we get an abbreviated G-Bag of the Day here, Lucius? Let's go in our pick cup. Here's L.A.
Yeah. Can't believe Fergus never met Jason Witten.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah.
That is wild, bro.
I don't know how much wit really comes by the facility anymore.
Carter just said the same thing.
Yeah.
Carter said, I don't think he comes out like that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Might be reclusive. Oh. All right, G-Pack, is that a terrible word, reclusive?
Not at all. Okay. Howard Hughes was.
Yeah,
was
I kind of am myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
kinda
being
nice
at the house.
To be that way.
Yeah, don't bother me. Yeah. I'm safe in my own little.
Yeah. That's why I buy stuff and bring it to the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Deck the house out. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530, presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. This is day number 2 for this champion audio. Let's go to the morning show, the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop? Shout out to Sean, Bobby, Peyton. Choppy is going to tell you a story about his best birthday. Oh, my God.
Well, my favorite birthday experience ever would be my first birthday experience in college.
21?
No, I was. I would have been 18. I would have been turning 18.
Okay,
that's when I had my first college dalliance with a lady. Dalliance.
On your birthday?
3 weeks into college, first dalliance. My. We came home after a penny pitcher night. I had 7 pitchers of beer. She had 5. Mm. All right, so going back to the, I was walking her home.
Gosh, both of them just bloated,
absolutely obliterated, and it took us an hour and a half to walk probably 3 city blocks.
Penny pitchers.
So it was $5 to get in, and then penny pitcher, a penny a pitcher.
Nice.
Oh. We went upstairs. We fooled around, and she. She kind of, sort of, peed on me.
What the hell did you just say?
She went to bed that night.
Not the way you wanted.
She went to bed. She went to bed.
Okay.
Why do you think she would be pissed off if you said it?
And then I told her. We wake up the next day. I said, you know,
no,
you went to bed. And she said, yeah, I figured I would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
I said, I'm sorry, what?
What?
And she said, when she drinks, she would do that.
Wow.
She would wet the bed. So she had like rubber sheets.
She had rubber sheets, bro. She had prepared six pitchers of beer.
I guess when you've had that much beer, it's not a huge surprise that she did pee on it.
Oh, my God.
I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that this was his favorite birthday ever.
Oh, yeah.
The most memorable.
He was still there in the morning.
Yeah.
He was bragging.
Yeah.
It's my third week in college, you know? Yeah. Finally got some.
Down here a couple years.
With the pee girl.
Didn't mind it.
I mean, okay. Five pitchers of beer, that's got to be at least 100 ounces. Girl can put it away.
That's a lot, bro.
I'd appreciate a warning at some point.
Come on, man. Be respectful, lady. You know you leaking.
You might want to go
home. You leak. It's six pitches and you leaking like that.
Don't squeeze her too hard.
Yeah. Tell her to lay you really on the likes, floor.
Oh, jeez. She must really, really like the post-coitus cuddle.
Get you an air mattress.
All right.
Yeah. All right, here's a homeless man that was sitting on top of a motorcycle outside of a bar, a whole lot of people walking by it, and they try to get that homeless man off of the motorcycle without putting hands on him. You know, it looks kind of dirty. I say that respectfully.
Yeah.
I say that respectfully. He's been out in the wild. He's kind of feral at this moment.
So he's full Fred
Probably
Davis.
A stench involved.
Fred.
Yeah. And it's a nice bike he's sitting on.
Get your ass off that motorcycle. Get off of their motorcycle. Get off of their goddamn motorcycle. That is not... Boy, get off of their f***ing motorcycle. Bro, get off of his bike.
Hey, bro, get off his bike.
Get off of his motherfucking bike. Get off of his... That is not your goddamn property. Hey! Hey! Hey!
Yeah.
Hey! Man, you don't own nothing of the sort. You ain't got insurance or nothing. Get up. We gonna f*** you up.
Let him know.
Man, I'd appreciate the Good Samaritans there because I wouldn't know what to do. You know? Some of these homeless guys can really take care of themselves, and they're aggressive.
Yeah, and they might be on that stuff that makes them stronger.
Yeah,
that's right.
Got to worry about that.
Yeah.
Hey!
Man, I was walking home from work one day in Portland, and I accidentally made eye contact with this homeless guy.
Oh.
He ends up following me all the way back to my apartment. I had to, like, dodge him, you know? Good thing I was, like, 26.
Did you say something to me? Did you say something? Did you say something to me? Did you say something?
Like, an hour later, I went downstairs to the grocery store. Bro was in the parking lot looking for me.
Yeah. Thanks for the ride, sir.
Yeah.
Luckily, he wasn't that fast. Shiloh Sanders.
He wasn't that fast.
Good for you, bro. I'd be still nervous. I would have been so nervous. I wouldn't think a serial killer.
Yeah.
Shiloh Sanders right here does an impersonation of his father while meeting some people out there in the wild. You seen this?
No.
I did.
But I've heard him do it before, and it's amazing.
He smoked it.
What you guys filming for?
Just YouTube. Okay. Do you know who Deion Sanders is? Mm-hmm. That's me.
Oh. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I'm Primetime. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Can I take your picture?
Hey, of course you can.
With you?
I'm Prime.
My husband won't believe. He took our daughter to the park.
Most definitely. Definitely. Primetime on three. One, two, three.
Primetime. Thank you so much. He's going to be so jealous.
Hey, most definitely, baby. You know what it is. Hey, good day and God bless. All right?
That's so good.
Good day and God bless. Awesome.
That's so good.
Yeah. That's great. Man, Shiloh's got a future in media.
Sure does.
Yeah, he does. And the Niners just worked him out.
Did they?
Man, can he get on a practice squad? Yeah, I want him to be on a practice squad here in Dallas. Pretty soon we're going to need it anyway because we're going to be having low attention.
Yeah, he might be better than any of the safeties we've got.
All right, we got no doubt, man. He might be able to help. All right, we got to run. We still got to get to LA Live and had Rangers earlier, so we'll take a quick break here. But is it the Champ Choppy? Is it the homeless person sitting on a motorcycle called out by the Good Samaritans, or Shiloh Sanders impersonation of Dad? I'm going to go with Shiloh here, Chief. How about you?
Give me the Champ,
Lucius.
Which one of these fools is Chop?
We'll check.
I'm going to go Shiloh.
It's tied, Brian.
Choppy.
By a score of 3-2, still your champ. It's RJ and Choppy from the morning show. Lucius, LA Live coming up next. Where are you taking
us? It's a ladies' night. Let's get into some chat GPT and AI stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Had the Rangers' final day game of the season earlier today. That's why our schedule's thrown a little bit off. But it is time now for LA Live. Back into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
It's a ladies' night. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a tell. Dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
I just passed this woman out for a walk, and she was so pretty. And she looked great. She had on this super cute outfit. She was all sun-kissed. She looked like she had her life together. She just looked really happy. Her hair looked nice. She even had a little bit of makeup on, even though it's 98% humidity. Like, she didn't look like she was melting, you know, like the rest of us. And I thought, I'm going to say something. So I put down my window and I yelled, F*** you.
Hey, this is LA Live for Thursday, September 25th, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Shout out to all the Tolo ladies listening. Splash, all that good stuff. You are appreciated. Follow me at Lucky Lucius P. And shout out to L. Duncan with the red on today. My God. God, L. Duncan's face.
Beautiful.
My homeboy tried to diss me and was like, hey, you know, your girl looks like the Joker in the face, right?
Beautiful smile. She looked hard for those teeth.
I was like, I love it. Whatever, bro. Whatever, fam. Just hating. Don't want to see somebody happy. Good God. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Folks, we are in some scary times. Scary times. Be on the lookout. This is just a warning. They're now using AI for FaceTime and video calls.
Oh, bro, I saw
you seen that? You seen that?
This is as I'm so glad I'm out of these out of these streets.
The game is nasty. They're not playing fair right now. Yeah, it is looking real okay, you can see where it's AI right now, but 12 months from now. Shoot, 8 months, 12 weeks from now, you won't be able to tell what that is, the way technology is moving.
I mean, dude, the clips that I saw, it was a dude that looked like a total smoke female.
Yeah.
Okay? It was a dude
That
looked like, and it looked normal, too. It didn't look like, wait, what's going on here?
Scary hours out here, bro.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's amazing what plastic surgery can do these days.
You can be sending all your Snapchat money. It's not Snapchat. What is it called? No, there's payments on Snapchat.
OnlyFans.
Well,
Peyton got caught
Cash
on
app.
Caught up.
Yeah, Peyton did.
He snitched on himself.
Yeah, he did. He did. Did. Be careful out here, y'all.
Yo. Somebody granddaddy is getting tricked with this software right here.
Guaranteed.
Be careful. Hopefully it won't be me. Hopefully it won't be anybody you know.
Hopefully it pushes us back to like real, you know, interactions.
Yeah.
If you can't trust anything on the internet, maybe we're like, hey, let's stop doing the internet so much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking for any way out at this point.
Well, because it was one of those things where I would imagine like you're on a dating app and maybe you start conversing with somebody.
Yep.
Kind of the first thing to like get somewhat confirmation.
Because that's the clarification nowadays.
It's the FaceTime. And now all of a sudden they've taken that away from you. Now you don't even get that confirmation.
The Manti Te'os of the world have no chance.
Not
a whole new level.
Shot, yes. Bro. I mean, they have the sport is evolving.
Yep.
The sport is evolving. We got to catch
the sport of catfishing has evolved to its premium level.
I think Catfish just got canceled or something. Or they finished their last show?
Yeah, they did.
Run that back.
Run it back.
It's not over.
Run it back. LA Live 105.3 The Fan Ladies Night. There was a Virginia woman that won the lottery using ChatGPT. Huh? Yes, she won the lottery, Mr. Dawson.
Gave her the most likely numbers?
The ChatGPT picked the numbers.
Yeah.
It matched four out of the first five numbers, plus the Powerball number.
Hold on. Nice little payday, six figs, right?
150,000 smackaroos they gave her. Miss Carrie Edwards. Yeah, she won on September the 18th. Let's listen to Miss Carrie. She's talking big.
I had my buddy ChatGPT help me with the numbers. Yeah.
Wow.
He said, you know it's all about luck, right? He said, lucky is still lucky. But he said, here's some numbers you can play with.
And she did. So what's she doing with all that cash?
I'm giving it all away. $150,000.
Aw.
All away.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How are you playing the lottery then?
How do I get in that mix?
You're right. That's what I'm thinking. Bless I know somewhere you can give it away to.
Yeah,
I can show you the numbers. You'd be like, damn, for real? Is this how you're making it? Let me help you out.
That whole luck thing, I don't know much about it.
Yeah. I mean, now that she has ChatGPT, I mean, that's chump change. He's going to get the next one, right? All six in the ball.
I need to start using my ChatGPT for real.
Old Broadus can't even get a push-up world record down.
I can.
Next thing you know, she's winning lotteries.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Have you guys ever seen that movie, Jerry and Marge Go Large? It has Bryan Cranston in it.
So
Jerry
familiar.
And Large go... Jerry and Marge Go Large.
Is that about the... It's about the lottery system?
It's about the lottery. Dude was like a brainiac. Old professor cracked the code to the lottery. He's seeing like the patterns and put his whole town on it, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, that was... Making that's a whole lot of money. Go check that one out. Bryan Cranston is a good one right there, bro.
We used to call the big gals that like to party.
Oh, geez.
Large Marge, the party barge. Oh, or Choppy's college girlfriend.
The wetter.
She had to have been big.
Yeah. It wasn't a she.
Splish and splash.
There's almost no way. She
slip and slide.
I mean, she
big splash.
Yeah,
slip and slide. Call her wet and wild.
Large Marge.
That is terrible, Large Marge.
I mean, Choppy's always been the golden boy. We were Gen X, you know?
Yeah, no, you guys were very toxic. Very, very toxic. My brother got me every day with something new. Especially, it was always the pillow, though. It always ended with the pillow. That was a finish move. Putting the pillow on and sitting on my face.
Yep. That's it. It's a child from the 80s right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Classic move.
He's the one that told me, hey, everything out here can kill you, by the way. I'm like four. I'm nervous, bro. Everything can kill you. Did you guys see that Flower Mound woman going viral?
Yeah. Googling.
You know what? Because you're an illegal, and you know what? You don't live in Flower Mound, and you're door dashing. You know what? Why are you entitled to be here with an illegal card? Go ahead.
I don't know.
You know what? I'll do that.
Is homophobic?
No, speak English.
Yeah.
Well, then speak it.
But why?
But why? You know what? You're in Flower Mound.
She sucks so bad. What is an illegal car? How do you? What is that even?
She
like Mexico license plates.
She was running plates.
If Karen had a photo in the dictionary, that's exactly the photo that I would envision. How this woman looks.
She checked off all the stereotypical
all the Karen
boxes.
Oh man, yeah. The video became circulating Wednesday.
Somebody's making her life.
I think her daughter.
Her daughter came out and said, "Man, my bad, dog. Mom's tripping. She cussed me out a few times.
Like, I haven't talked to her in a few years either."
Can you imagine? You go back to high school the next day, like, bro, your mom. Everybody knows.
I'm always concerned my mother-in-law might end up in one of the videos because she loves to tell you about yourself. What's your deal? Excuse me, what is your deal? Shout out to Michelle. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I know, fam. I had some more, but we got to go. See you guys tomorrow on a Friday. Holla.
All righty, there it goes. LA Live most nights, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Had a little Rangers Day baseball, so we didn't quite get to execute the expressway in the ideal way. But we'll have more tomorrow. All right, the Around the Bases coming up next. Wolchuk, you want to do some football fix? What you got cooked up
for us? Yeah, I'll do a little mixed bag here. We got to hear about what Marcus Semien had to say regarding this baseball team. The MVP race is heating up, and man, shots fired at Anthony Richardson. That is next in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.